It's the Butt Campus.
You see, we have our ulterior motives here at the Butt Campus, you know.
And you know me.
Let's make it happen.
With DCST.
People are sitting up here, you know, being blind and oblivious to the bullshit that's happening in our country, and then not trying to take action until that shit hits home.
It's going to come down to the everyday man to make a change. It's not going to be the quote-unquote leaders or, you know, the athletes or, you know, the entertainers.
I mean, because my mom tells me stories about different doctors who find cures for different diseases and things, and she always tells me that, you know, they either run them out of town, or, you know, they pay them off, they get rid of them because they cure people.
You ever notice, like, when something like major going on in sports, they like throw out like a sentencing of a cop that got off, but it'd be like going on doing, like, you know, game 7 of the NBA finals, like Super Bowl.
Yeah, all the cops got away with the murder. NBA finals coming up next.
And now, ECST.
Get in the way of what I'm feeling.
Get in the way. Hey, what up, ST, man? How you doing?
I'm chilling, man. I can't complain at all. How you feeling, EC?
Feeling good, man. So you been bumping that Jill Scott recently, dog?
Man, you know, I had to take it back every now and then, you know, sometimes. You know, it just feels good to go back to the essence of, you know, an artist's beginning, you know, and just see, you know, where they was coming from, seeing how the struggle was, you know, seeing how hungry they were.
Yeah, at times where, you know, they were at, you know, that you know, that ramen noodles, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That kind of hunger, man. That kind of music was always good, dog.
Yes, it was.
Always, man. When the motherfuckers know that, man, if I didn't make a hit, I would be somewhere sucking some dick around the corner trying to make it for the next day, trying to give me a 2 for $5. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, dude, I loved Jill Scott back in the day, man.
Yeah.
And she didn't get no shine either.
No, she didn't. And that's the thing. Like, and you think about, you know, some of the other, you know, female artists who didn't really get shine right off the bat. But Jill Scott has always been, you know, one of those ladies who always put out quality music. And, you know, and you think about it today, she still, you know, she still pretty much makes some pretty good music. It's just not the same as when, you know, when she began. So, you know, I think that's, you know, with every artist though, because, you know, they all go through that transitional period in which, okay, I got money now, so I can't speak about, you know, what it's like to live this way anymore.
Yeah, man, that's another thing, man. Like, if I was an artist, I'd never be one. But if I was an artist, I don't think, like, for the fans that got me there, I will always try to give something back to them.
Yeah.
And I would kind of be the artist that would almost kind of stay the same on all my albums. And then, like, every, like, maybe one or two tracks do something different, but I will always give you the same shit.
Yeah.
And I know why some artists evolve as well, because you have to evolve because music evolves.
Yeah.
But, just like Kanye said on his last CD, talking about, I miss the old Kanye, and not the new Kanye. Like, sometimes, you didn't need to evolve. You need to stay where your ass was at, because that shit was hot.
Well, he did too much evolving.
Hell yeah, man. That motherfucker, like, he evolved from, like, from a superhuman droid into, like, a puddle of, like, mana, nigga. Like, Kanye, you went too far at all. You went too far.
It's like that nigga stood too close to the sun or something.
Yeah, yeah, dude. Like, banged his fucking face off, man. Like, when the auto-tune stuff came, I was like, man.
Yeah.
That was the decline of Yeezy. But he seemed like he's trying to transition out of music now, because I heard he got a cosmetic line coming out. And he got a clothing line coming out, too. So he trying to make that transition, just to transition out of music. That's what all music... That's like what all, like, the superstar musicians do.
Yeah. I think they know, you know, at some point it's not going to last forever. So they, you know, they have to do what they have to do to transition into other things. Because, I mean, who's really going to be listening to you at 50 years old?
Yeah.
And you know, Jay had to do it because, I mean, let's be totally honest. Magna Carta was cool, but it wasn't. I don't put it in his top 5 of albums.
Oh no, man! I mean, you know, I'm a Jay-Z fan. I hated that CD.
Yeah,
that CD was not good. That CD sucked, man. But yeah, I don't know, man. I would put like two different tracks, every CD I would have two tracks with new shit on it.
Yeah.
You know, doing like that little yee yee and all that other bullshit you listen to right now. Like, man, like I was riding home listening to the radio, because I listen to mostly sports talk radio or podcasts or whatever.
Yeah, me too.
And then like I turned I took my auxiliary cord out my car, and then Bad and Bougie was on. And then like I listened to the song for like 15 seconds. I was like, I can't do this. And I just think I wrote in silence the rest of the way home. I just couldn't do it. I think he was talking about, I'm like a dog, roof, put up on a curb. I was like, nope, I'm out. I was like, this is what's hot in the streets right now.
Yeah.
Like, I went on Spotify.
Number one song in the country.
Yeah, I went on Spotify. Those are the top 50 songs in America. And I just closed it. I was like, man, it's over, man.
Yeah.
God, it's done, man. But yeah, man, it's all right. I had an all right weekend, man. I mostly I don't know if I said it before, but I'm getting into my new hobby on YouTube right now is like watching people like eat different foods.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I can't do it because I'm on like a certain kind of diet.
So yeah.
I'm being a fat ass, so like, like it's like two dudes I watch, and then like all I do like while I'm working out is just like look at them eating. Like, look at you, a fat ass man. I'm so jealous. But dog, they are popular as hell. Like one of the dudes, like it's two twin brothers. They do it. They got like a million subscribers, and all they do is just eat food, and they're like bodybuilders, and all they do is just say, yeah. And that's all they do is they just eat and make jokes, and that's all they do. They got a million viewers, and they got like every one of their videos get like 47K for each view. And then the other dude I watch is, Dame Drops, and I got a bet to see how long he lives, cause he's huge. Like, for real, dude, I got to bet. I was like, he might live 5 more years the way he be eating, because he come out with a video, like, 3 days a week. Every one of the videos is, like, was, like, fattened-ass food. But wow. It's just me, like, living vicariously through other people because I can't eat it because, you know, I'm a reformed fat ass. So, mm-hmm. Just to let y'all know. But, yeah, that's what... Like, y'all have no idea, man. ST, remember when I was back in the day when I was big as shit? I'm like 260, man. Running out with man boobs and shit. Those are the good old times. Yeah, real quick, real funny story, man. So how about I had to go to the bank because I had identity theft on my card, etc. So I went up to the cash register.
Oh shit!
And the lady like looked at my account, and this is what this bitch said. Listen to this shit. She was like, "Look at you. You eating good. You ate at Wendy's, McDonald's, Zaxby's, Dairy Queen, Sonic." I'm like, shut up, bitch. Like, are you? you just kept mentioning them. Talking about, you have Chinese food. Talking about, you be eating good every day, don't you? I was like, man, what's wrong with my account? I was like, are you jealous if I eat like this? But then she was funny as hell, man. That was kind of like my reality check. But I was like, man, like, dude, this is kind of bad.
I can tell you something right now. If her idea of eating good is Wendy's and Dairy Queen.
Yeah, she was ghetto, dog.
Yeah, that should tell you something about her life.
Hell yeah. All my life, I've been poor. Oh shit, man. But yeah, dude, man, February coming gone, man. Hopefully y'all, you know, go back and listen to our the Black Excellence episode. That was a great episode going over Black history, because you know not much of it was you know pretty much shown on TV.
Yeah,
most of the thing. But man,
or put in books.
But yeah, man, shit.
Yeah, I was about to say, man, this past weekend, I went to a plantation.
Okay.
You know, we took a group of church kids. And, you know, it's funny how, like, the white people, like, the dialogue that they give you is just all out incorrect. And we're standing there and we're listening to this lady, and all of a sudden, she talks about how, you know, some of the slaves, you know, had time to laugh and enjoy each other. And I said, when they weren't getting whipped?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was just funny just to hear her spiel of how incorrect she was on every matter, just about.
Yeah, that's dangerous, man, because, you know, some kids, you know, yeah. kids go to, you know, those yeah. little, you know, that shouldn't even be, like, those plantation, like, tours or, like, historical, you know, history tours or whatever they are, those should be expelled, man.
Yeah.
Like, man, F that shit, like, or, because if, like, black kids in general are so impressionable.
Yeah.
And then, like, telling them that they had time to laugh. And you know, converse with each other.
Yeah.
Some kids are, you know, compartmentalize that, be like, you know what? Being a slave probably wasn't that bad.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it wasn't that bad being a slave. And yeah. they're like, yeah, you're gonna be in one of our private prisons that, you know, that Trump that started back up soon. So that's gonna be your new prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, and man.
And that's the thing, man. These kids are out here, you know, and they're learning this bullshit.
Yeah, dude.
So, you know, this is the bullshit they have in the books or whatever. And, you know, it's a shame that this is the story that white people who do know about slavery or, you know, it's sad to see that this is, you know, the narrative that they are spreading only to make themselves feel better about slavery.
Yeah, man, it's pretty sick. But, man, going back yeah. to like teachings and things that are going on in school, I'm reading this book. That's just teaching me just about like financial independence.
Yeah.
And like one of the things that really like stuck out to me in the book, he was like, man, schools create employees. They don't make employers.
No, they don't.
And I was like, man, that's junk. It's so true, dude.
Yes, it is.
So true, man. If you think about it, if you go through your whole school curriculum, they never teach you about money or finance or how it works. All they teach you about, all they do is just shoot facts at you. We just talk facts. No matter if you went to public school or go to private school or public school, you were just shot like when were the 13th amendments, you know, established? You know, each amendment was established. You know, what yeah. was the president's? When was this? When was the Boston Tea Party? When did you know Abraham Lincoln get assassinated? When did John F. Kennedy get assassinated? What policies some people did? Slavery.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King. And then they do no Marcus Garvey, no revolutionaries, and then like a little bit, if any, of Malcolm X. Yeah. I don't remember any Malcolm X in my history books, elementary school, because I went to like a predominantly white elementary school.
Yeah.
And like the only thing that we did for Black History Month back then was we like did an African dance, but they didn't teach us. Yeah, man. Yeah, and I remember like the little cadence. It was like something ashe ashe under the badan it da ashe ashe. That's all I remember. That shit was probably like reverse brainwashing me. You was a nigga. You ain't shit. Yeah. You ain't gonna be nothing. Like go smoke some blunts. Like fuck some bitches and get up so many kids. Yeah, child support. Right. I could eat some chicken with a watermelon on it.
Yeah.
Don't speak proper English. Like,
yeah, man.
Well, yeah, man. Our educational system sucks, but yeah, dude, it's fucking horrible. And then I read another thing. I read was about Bruce Lee. I didn't know Bruce Lee was such a philosopher. And like in his like final years of his life, he was just trying to just find out what like the meaning of self like. Self-worth was or what the meaning of life was to him. And
well, I can believe that, though. Yeah. I can believe it because, let's be totally honest. Mm-hmm. You know, he's in, you know, of the Asian descent.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those people are a whole lot more aware of, you know, just life. They're a lot more disciplined.
Yes.
They're a lot more, you know.
Not materialistic either. They don't really care about materialistic things either. No, it's just like having fun.
Yeah, and you know those people are you know some of the most intelligent people on this earth. So, like you think about, you know, I mean you know the stories, man. Like I mean, for goodness sake, you read manga. So, yeah. You know about, you know, the power of the sensei and, you know, how wise and spiritual he was. Like, you know, they just didn't, you know, come across that. Those are people who naturally seek, you know, the power of the world's wealth, which is, exactly. you know, knowledge and, you know, the secrets within themselves. So,
yeah, that's another thing, man. They like you were saying, most Asians like stress seeking rivals.
Yeah.
No matter what you're doing in life to push yourself further, it's all about just making yourself the best person you can be.
Yeah.
And also looking for mentors, man. Like, they really stress being a mentor. That's why they have, like, they have something called senpais and kohais. And a kohai is, you know, a younger person to a senpai.
Yeah.
And they look up to that person. That senpai takes care of the kohai until they leave, and then they pass it on down. They really value that hierarchy, and they respect that hierarchy as well.
Yeah, like a Padawan to a Jedi.
Exactly, man. They really do that. We don't do that shit at all, dude.
No.
We don't, man. We always looking for, you know, what you got, what I don't have, and always, man, when people are coming up, dude.
Yeah.
Man, that jump's rough, man. It's rough, dude, but that's about it, man. I've just been reading. I didn't watch the Oscars. I know you didn't either.
Nope.
And we didn't watch that. And watch that jump. I know everybody talking about the little. You know what? Somebody made a good point. Remember when Steve Harvey effed up? He was getting called all kind of nigga, monkey, yeah. and all that yeah. other stuff.
Yeah.
Now, I ain't seen nothing about Warren Beatty, dude. I ain't seen no you stupid, you dumb, use a cracker, you know, because you know they ain't that many, you know, terms. I see a lot of people, you know, our color saying, oh, it was just a common mistake. It's okay.
Yeah.
But when Steve Harvey did it at a Miss Universe pageant, which is not anywhere close to being on the level of Oscars, he getting called a dumb nigger for just messing up a Miss Universe pageant?
Yeah. Well,
hit me with it, ST.
To me, the Oscars have lost credibility. So, I guess I really don't care. I didn't care about the Steve Harvey thing either.
Yeah, man.
You know, Steve Harvey ain't one of us anyway, so.
Yeah.
and it's funny, he made a little comment talking about, call me Warren Beatty.
Yeah, man. You know,
so,
nobody looked out for him. Talking about. You see how we always caping for other people. We always caping, dog.
Yeah, yeah.
So, shit.
Yeah, I don't care. I don't. I'm off that.
It's like, dude, how we always caping, man? But when we in dire straits, getting shot in the street, everybody's turning their head.
Yeah. Speaking of the officer pleading guilty to not shooting Fernando Castillo.
Yeah.
Like, you shot that man in cold blood, dude.
Yeah.
In front of his family.
Yeah, man.
And you're going to plead not guilty. I'm telling you right now, if he gets off, I'm serious. People need to be at his house waiting.
No.
Yeah. That's not right.
Nah, dude. It's getting crazy, man. Like, there's, it's going to be a point where they sacrifice a cop, because so many cops have gotten off.
Yeah.
And people are starting to react, and they're starting to, you know, protest, you know, do a peaceful protest. Some people are looting, which I don't agree with, but whatever to get the point across. You know, whatever you gotta do to get the point across, man. But, mark my word, man, it's gonna come to a point with these cop killings, man. After a while, the powers that be is gonna have to just sacrifice a cop.
Yeah.
So, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, and I told you, you know, off the air that, you know, the officer that shot him ain't even white. Like, his name is Geronimo.
Oh, man. We'll see. The Geronimo dude probably identifies as white, even though he's not white.
He don't look nowhere. Like, he can't. He can't identify as white. There's no way.
I bet
like,
he does, dude, because he's probably Hispanic, right?
He is Hispanic.
Yeah, man. Most Hispanics identify as white on census forms. You know that?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. A lot of them do, man. But, you know, they wish they could do that job now with Trump just, like, sending everybody back home.
I tell you what, he better not ever try to leave the country by car. He'll never get back.
Never get back. Hey, it was kind of effed up. This one guy that has a Mexican restaurant, and I'm like, well, El Paso, Texas, voted for Trump, and he got deported this week. this y'all getting real in the field, son.
Yeah, that's what he get.
This y'all getting real in the field, dude. Man, it's getting real in the field. But, man, hey, what you think about, let's get off all this sad shit, man. What you think about the Cavs picking up Darren Williams and Andrew Bogut? You think that's enough to beat the Warriors?
If they get J.R. Smith and Kevin Love back in time, it should be. Because, I mean, Darren, he probably, that'll be good for him to, you know, spell Kyrie, you know, off the bench for a little bit. But, because he's falling off quite a bit.
Dude, off a fucking cliff.
And they could use another big down low. So, you know, I don't know. Yeah, we'll see. Andrew Bogus, as I like to call him.
he ain't really
been very much of a, you know, a difference maker. So, I don't know. We're going to see.
Dude.
Andrew Bogus.
Yeah, I think that's all the Cavs could have done.
Yeah.
What they got, pretty much, because Kyle Korver was their, you know, their trade deadline player.
Pretty much.
And then picking up this damn point guard that he wanted. He got his point guard. Darren Woods will go ahead and muscle up some energy and take some, you know, some HGH, something that's undetectable to get through this season. They have a shot, man. But if the Warriors start, like, sweep the West and, like, and the Cavs gonna, cause the Cavs, like, I'm gonna tell you, the teams are gonna give Cavs at least the teams are gonna at least win, like, maybe like two or three games against the Cavs. It's gonna be like, at least, maybe the Wizards and maybe Toronto are going to give them a hard time in the playoffs and slow them down. But if, like, the Warriors just, like, go through the playoffs and just, like, sweeping people, would just be waiting for the Cavs, man, that means they got no chance, man.
No, they don't.
None. So, I'm looking forward to this summer. That's the only thing I'm looking forward to, man.
Yeah, I know.
I love playoff basketball. I hate regular season basketball to death, but playoff basketball, it's magical, dude.
Yeah.
It's real good, dude. Man, what's up with your crybaby boy, McGee, JaVale McGee? Dude, that whole feud was crazy, man. Did you watch that? I knew you watched that video that, Shaq made of him.
No, I didn't. I was just looking at the tweets.
Dude, you need to watch the video, cause it's funny, cause this is what he did. Cause, you know, he usually does Shaq and the Fool, right?
Yeah.
But this time, he made a movie trailer of all of JaVale McGee's bloopers, but he did it to Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I gotta see that.
Dude, you gotta watch it because, like, it's Shaq in a cloak, and then, like, it's showing, like, JaVale McGee's bloopers in, like, a sphere, and he's holding up, he's talking about, this can't be. This is madness. And I'm talking about, like, him and Charles Barkley and, dang it.
Kenny.
Not Kenny, though. What's the other guy named?
EJ.
Yeah, EJ, dog. EJ was in tears. Speak, he was like, man, go to commercial. He was just laughing so hard, dude. That, dog, that's the best thing. That's the best Shaq in the Fool they could ever do. But the thing about it with me, it kind of got me, was his mom got into it.
Yeah, that looks bad.
That looks real bad. That looks real weak. That looks real childish.
Yeah,
and that's a bad look for JaVale McGee when the mom was like, "TNT needs to either fire or suspend Shaq for what he did to my son." And then even the Warriors contacted Shaq and said, "You stop talking about JaVale McGee."
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I was like, man, come on, man,
that's weak shit, man.
Yeah, you a grown man. You can't handle. You a 7-foot nigga. You can't handle your own battle. Like, for real,
not, dog. Like, just like Paul Pierce said, man, like, this generation of players are soft. And it's true, man.
Yeah.
I all want to be buddy-buddy, like we mentioned, man, on past episodes. Everybody want to be buddy-buddy. Everybody want to play together. But he said he blames AAU basketball.
Yeah, because they treat them like, you know, like royalty. They put them up on a pedestal.
Yep.
And, you know, all their life they've been pampered. And they haven't been, you know, been able to, you know, see what it's like to go through a hard time. So when you've been pampered all your life, what else do you expect when somebody, you know, is actually resisting, you know, it's like, no, nigga, you got to work for this. Like, I'm not finna just give you this. Or when you mess up, you know, when you get criticized, you know, how to take that junk. And that's the problem. And, you know, the same situation with, you know, what's his name? Ball, Mello, or whatever his name is. Like, his dad is...
Oh, yeah, Lorenzo Ball. Yeah. Speak on that, man. Yeah, speak on that real quick.
Yeah, you know, you just said last week how, you know, what was going to happen if he kept on. And, you know, it was funny. Even though he corrected himself or whatever, the point is he's in the headlines again talking about what his son will or won't do. And I'm telling you now, he's gonna ruin his career.
Ruin his career, though. That could really ruin his draft stock, dude.
Yeah.
And then he talking about if Adidas, Nike, the Under Armour don't sign them, we got our own shoes ready to go. And I'm just like, dude, like, do you even have like a distributor? You got the distributor to do all this? Like, where all this come from? What you gonna be like, hey son, give me a loan so we can make your own shoe? Talking about he gonna have his own shoe company. Yeah. It's like, where's the money coming from, Pops?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like it's just almost like he see his kids as a fucking lottery tickets, man.
Yeah, a meal ticket.
With the numbers already on them, that he already know the winning numbers, man.
Yeah. And you know, like I said, he either gonna make it and fail, make it and you know, and get destroyed.
Yeah, people gonna be gunning for him, dog. Especially in the league, because you know they're real territorial, man. Especially like the dudes that's up and coming, like you know, like LeBron and. Like LeBron, Westbrook, Harden, all them, KD, all them not gonna even like bat an eye at him. But the dudes that's coming up, they're about to be next generation, gonna be gunning for that dude.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man. Like the Ben Simmons and the dude, what's the dude that got traded from the Cavaliers that's good now? That's on the
Oh, Wiggins. Milwaukee.
Yeah, Wiggins, dog. Wiggins gonna be that true. He already is good.
Him and Carl Anthony Towns, dude. The Timberwolves about to be that squad.
Yeah, it might be some future Lakers. I see how I make everybody good, future Lakers. Like, we need it. But yeah, man, back to the JaVale McGee Shaq drama. Like the way that, if y'all don't know, the way the beef got squashed was Shaq said his mama said stop. This is sad, man. These two grown ass men, dog. Shaq mama told him to stop talking about him, so that's why he stopped.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gave an excuse, even if my mom did say, hey. Stop talking about such and such, man. Let it go. I was like, all right, but I'm going to say I did it under my own fruition. I'm going to be like, my mama told me to stop talking about you. Yeah. Like, man, like, we back in grade school?
Yeah.
You see how some people that get money don't ever age a bit?
Nope.
Nah.
They don't mature.
Yeah, they don't mature. Yeah, my bad. Yeah, thanks for correcting me, man. Yeah, they don't mature at all. This shit fucking sad, man. Can't be having that kind of stuff, but.
Nah.
Yeah, dude, but.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, man, you know? I had to ask my mom if we could do this podcast. Welcome! Welcome to another episode of the Black Chaos Podcast. We're a topical show that comes on early 6 a.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday on your favorite podcast services worldwide. That's iTunes, AudioMax, Stitcher, and YouTube. And you can also follow us on your favorite social media sites, Twitter at Black Chaos ECST, Facebook at Blank Canvas ECST. You see the trend. And Instagram at Blank Canvas ECST. And without further ado, let's get into the news.
Let's get it.
All right, ST, man, what's been going on, man, besides, you know, we ain't going to talk about that old Oscar stuff, man. What else been going on, man?
It was funny, man. I was reading this one story about how a Jesus statue has been beheaded twice in the past 2 weeks.
Wow! What? What's wrong with people, man?
I don't know, man. People are just crazy. Like, this doesn't make sense. Something does not even, you know, it's not bothering you at all.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, it's funny, and you're gonna laugh when you find out where it happened.
Where at, dog?
Indianapolis, Indiana.
good area.
Yeah.
Area, dog. That's freaking crazy, man. People are either like losing their minds or just showing their true colors under this administration, man.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's just, you know, now they have a reason to be more hateful, to, you know, to be who they truly are.
Yeah.
Without, you know, repercussion. So, nah, I don't know, man. Like, we getting to a point, man, where, you know, everything that Trump is standing for is just coming out in the fold, even through his administration. If you just continue to look at, you know, some of the policies that he's changing around right now, and as well as, you know, just some of the concrete things that were, you know, put in to make life better for everybody, mm-hmm. how it's going away. It's crazy, man. And it was funny, I was just having this conversation just the other day, man, with somebody, and, you know, I was saying, man, I don't think Trump gonna last a whole year. like what he's done already is almost grounds for, you know, impeachment. So I know, man, people, you know, beheading, you know, a statue.
I ain't heard some shit crazy like that, dude.
Yeah,
people out here walling out. Yeah, speaking of statues, man, did you hear about that that gold Christ-like statue of Kanye?
Oh no.
Yeah, man, y'all was in L.A. It was pretty much like that. If you ever see him on Jesus Walks,
yeah,
it pretty much had him just like that, man. Just like it was like downtown L.A. by this, I forgot the name of the bank, like Wayward Bank or some shit. I never heard of that bank before, so that's like a West Coast bank.
Yeah,
it was all gold plated, had the gold plated nails in it, and then somebody just put that junk up. I was just like, man, this Kanye is still going too far. His fans,
yeah.
His fans yeah. are freaking wild, dude. But yeah, I'm surprised you heard about that, dude.
No, I haven't. You know, my Kanye news has been put, you know, to rest.
After he, like, did that little photo out with Trump. I was like,
yeah,
done.
I'm done. Yeah.
Yeah,
if that next album is popping, though.
He knows, too, that. You know, that. Like, I can't act crazy, but if I put out a good album, the niggas will come back. Like, You're right. Yeah, speaking of music, man, what's up with Future like dropping CDs back to back weeks? What do you think about that, man? You think that's good for his brand, or you think it's just being excessive?
Well, it's past excessive. He's been doing that his whole career, like, and I guess Future can afford to do that because if you think about it, Future don't really say nothing in his music anyway.
He don't, dude. Jeez.
So, I look at people, I'll be like, how can you go to a Future concert? Like, even his stage presence is about nothing. I'll be like, it has to be.
Yeah, it has to be the beats, man. Because I ain't going to lie, Mask Off, that beat is fresh.
Yeah.
I like that song, dude, but... Yeah, he ain't saying shit in that. It's like a 2-minute song.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's wasting beats.
Yeah.
Because he don't say nothing.
It's shit, but...
I don't know. I don't want to discourage, you know, Future fans, you know, to, you know, not listen to or go to his shows. By all means, eat, you know, do what you got to do. But, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, that's his MO, man, to put out projects every 2 or 3 days.
That's fucking crazy, man. So he trying to do that little, he trying to do that Tupac shit where
he was, I guess so. He
was constantly in the, you know, constantly in the studio just like churning out music.
Yeah, well, I mean, he better do it because once it's over, it's over.
Yeah, so. Man. Yeah, so you can't knock the hustle, dude.
Mm-mm.
You can't knock the hustle, man.
Get
so.
That money, Future.
Hell yeah, though. You got to get it while you can, man.
Yep.
Yeah, because that... People, it's just crazy how people are just so finicky, man, with everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, just how people just change in an instant, man, and if you don't change with the times, man, you get left behind quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, it don't take long at all either, man.
Mm-mm.
It does not, dude. It don't take long at all. Just like we said, like department stores, like I said, another episode, like Circus City, they didn't change the time. But like BlackBerry.
Yeah.
You know they got another cell phone coming out, man?
BlackBerry does?
Yeah, man.
Oh wow.
Yeah, okay. they say this one is actually has a chance.
Okay, so it might bring them back.
Might bring them back, man. They're not giving up. I don't know where this money coming from. Like, I don't know who really owns. You remember back in the day where you couldn't turn your head without seeing somebody with a BlackBerry?
Yeah.
And then you see like people that you know ain't got a job with a BlackBerry.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't doing no business on there. Like, I'm talking about breezies. I was like, dude, ain't no point in having that kind of phone. That phone's a business.
Yeah.
That phone is for that bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, but I don't know, man. Something that kind of caught my eye in the news, which is kind of disturbing, was, you know, people that watched The Biggest Loser, because I know everybody watched it when it first came out.
Yeah.
They had people on the big-ass scale, like weighing 400 pounds, and then having food there to tempt them so they can get it kicked out to camp. That joke will always be funny watching people get tempted to actually, like, eat something, and then, like, they'll, like, that shit will always be funny, man, because they'll, like, work out hard during the morning, and then they'll walk through, like, the little area of temptation, and then, like, you'll see, like, a guy, like, grab a jelly bean, and then, like, a cinnamon roll, and then, like, two hot dogs and a hamburger. I'm like, stop, dog, you're losing. Like, the jelly bean already fucked your day up.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you had no idea, man. Like, calorie, dude. I don't even want to get on, like, calories and caloric intake. I'm about to bore out with that shit. But, the host, because all the hosts on The Biggest Loser are, like, cut. They're all cut up and they're very active. But one of the hosts, Bob Harper, man, suffered a heart attack at the gym.
Dang.
And he's 51, man. They had to perform CPR on him. He'd been unconscious for the past 2 days. Wow. And I was talking to you off air, man. Like, it can't, like, the dude is fit. And he's a personal trainer. He has his own books. And you know the whole, you know the whole trainer hustle. With the trainer hustle, there's only so much you can do. You can get a book. You can get, like, some YouTube views. Or you can try to get sponsorship. And mostly all you could do is get a show like him. He's reached, that's like the pinnacle of a trainer is what he's doing. Or, like, you know, training celebrities. That's as far as you can get. But, like I was saying off air, man, he got like some, it was something that sizzled some yayo or something. Yeah, you got me some of that shit up in his system, dude. Because being that healthy at 51 and having a massive heart attack like that,
yeah,
it got to be some steroids. It got to be something foreign going into your body for you just to collapse like that when you're that healthy. When he looked like he damn 35 and he 51.
It was probably some kind of, you know, reactive protein powder or something that he probably took that, you know, maybe even got like EC and, you know, got on some pre-workout.
Hey, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Might have been all the Devo about to die, you know what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm talking about, man. Go back a couple episodes and listen to my near-death experience at Office Depot. But yeah, man, like it was it's crazy because like having this, like all of the stuff that's in the fitness industry, all that shit is not FDA approved.
Yeah.
So you're just taking shit, man.
Yeah.
So you don't like you literally like looking at people either on websites, on YouTube, and they supporting their shit, and you like, look how jacked he is, let me take that shit. And let me take that junk too. And you don't know what's in it, man.
Nope.
And everybody buys not the same, everybody buys not gonna take it in the same way. So, dude, it's like you take your chances, man, taking that stuff, dude. It's like the Wild Wild West.
It is.
When it comes to, like, pre-workouts and all the, like, supplements and muscle-building stuff in the muscle-building industry, all that stuff is just the Wild Wild West. Like, anybody can put something out. Like, we can put some stuff out in a month, and all we got to do is just, like, advertise it.
Yeah.
And we can just see what happens, man. And people rate it. If the shit works, it works. If not, that's just the chance you take.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, it's crazy how unregulated that shit is, man. It needs to get better for people's health sake.
Because
this stuff does help speed up the process of gaining muscle. Yeah, but I thought that was interesting, man. You heard this about the new Uber engineer, the head of engineering, had to resign because of past sexual harassment claims that he did not tell the company about.
Oh, hell. What sexual harassment that he did or like other people?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, dude. That's what, because when I was reading the article, I was like, man, look how sex just destroys people's lives, man.
Yeah, man.
It does, dude. It destroys people's lives in an instant, man. Just because we just so...
You don't have no self-control.
No self-control, man. You're stuck on that primal nature.
Yeah.
Just want to just ram whatever you see or to take advantage of your situation because you have some sort of power. Like, I'm the head of engineering of Uber. You know what I'm saying? I can grab your ass and get away with it.
Yeah.
All right, dude, you can't do that, man. You got, I don't know, man. People just don't, some men, like, especially nerds, geeks, and people that don't have a lot of exposure to women.
Yeah.
Needs someone like a player or a Mac to teach them the game, man.
Yeah.
Try to get sexist or anything, but just let them know, like, what are the do's or don'ts, how to carry yourself around women, because most dudes don't even know how to do that.
No, they don't.
They don't, man. That's a skill, man. That's a skill that needs to be taught. And that should have saved you a lot of money.
Yeah.
All right, man. It definitely needs to be taught. It needs to be taught to, like, every rookie going into the league, whatever league it is. If it's, like, professional basketball, golf, no matter what it is, it needs to be taught, like, how to handle women one-on-one. That needs to be taught to all of them, man, because you get a whole exorbitant amount of money.
Yeah.
The woman touches you like one time, you lose your mind, and she done manipulated you, and you lost some money, dude. And if you don't comply to what she say, that you need to do, I'm gonna call rape. Like, dude, yeah. You get yourself in a situation, man, and you can't get out of it. It's almost worse than what gangs be doing to rappers when rappers be coming into, you know, certain hoods. Like, I didn't know this till like last year that rappers had to pay a fee to certain gangs if they, like, even if they perform in the area.
Oh, yeah, if they go to certain cities and things.
Yeah, man, that's why. This is another crazy thing. That's why certain rappers claim certain gangs because the gang they paying.
Yeah.
So Rick Ross paying the Bloods off. It's the same thing with Lil Wayne. That's the same thing with Soulja Boy. They paying them. They paying them a fee.
Yeah.
And so they get the rep. They get to rep it. Because they break them off money every time they come through. Because if not, they just blow their spot up, dude. That's so messed up, man.
And the thing is, it's probably not that bad until you start, you know, portraying yourself a certain way.
Exactly.
I think, you know, once you start, you know, jumping into that, then that's when it's like, all right, well, since you're trying to, you know, live this way, you're going to have to, you know, pay to live this way.
Hell yeah, dude.
So, because you, like, as an artist, you should never have to pay anybody just to go to a city and perform.
Hell no, man. I can't live my life the way. The way. The way.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, that's a dude, like, singing in the background as he, like, throwing stacks of money on the table in some hood.
I handing over a check, nigga.
Yeah, yeah. This word. Like,
turn it up.
Hey, who is that? I forgot who that is. Is that Khaled?
No, it was Kanye and I think, was it... The Dilated Peoples, I think.
Yeah. We used to say shit all the time, dog. Especially when some stupid shit that happened. We some fucking idiots. But, man, you really got anything else for the news, man? I shit it for the news, man, this week, man.
Nah, we wasted enough time on this.
Boy. Yeah, man, fuck that shit. Let's go ahead and get to the topic.
Let's get this, boy.
All right. All right, man. Like, ST hit y'all with the heat last week, man, and I appreciate everybody that's on Audio Mac, iTunes, that download episode, man. We thoroughly appreciate it, man. We thank y'all.
Yeah.
See y'all out there, man. We really appreciate the support.
Yo, what are you fumbling with?
Oh man, my phone, man. I'm sorry, player.
Stop that, nigga.
Sound that bad? My bad, player.
I gotta edit that out.
Oh no, leave it in. Leave that shit in. This topic, we're gonna talk about the power of self accountability.
Yeah.
So go ahead and hit us with the definition, man. ST.
Self accountability or self responsibility, whichever one you wanna call it. It's the state or fact of being responsible, answerable, or accountable for something within one's power, control, or management. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have a well-developed sense of self-accountability, you are honest with yourself, and you are answerable and responsible for what you say and do. You have the ability to look beyond the immediate moment to consider the consequences and know if you are willing to pay them. You have personal ethics if you are self-accountable.
Very good definition, man. The reason why I wanted to do this topic is because I see a lot of people out and about, you know, just walking around my job, or just if I'm at the gym, or if I'm just people watching, or on social media, constantly complaining about the situation in their lives, saying stuff like, I'm happy with my job. Yeah. I don't have a significant other. I'm too fat. Why am I stuck in a rut? Every time I read or hear someone saying these things, I want to hold up a mirror in their face and say, look, bitch, look at it. Like, that's what I want to do, dude. I want to just carry a mirror around and, like, just show this shit, like, showing people face, like, look in the fucking mirror.
Yeah.
That is the reason why you're unhappy at your job, you don't have a significant other, you're fat, or you're stuck in a rut.
Mm-hmm.
The thing that makes me mad the most, man, is when people just blame everything else under the moon for their situation.
Yeah.
Now, I know some things that are in our lives, especially people of color, they have to deal with to even get to the basement,
yeah,
of an establishment. To even, you know what I'm saying, so you can get to at least get to level one floor.
Yeah.
Some things you pull on yourself, man. Getting to the point where you're accountable for every facet of your life is very powerful. You're able to look at every problem in your life objectively, and you're able to handle it with ease when you have self-accountability. But when you just sit there and you constantly just look at your situation and say, hey, you know what, man? It ain't my fault. It ain't my fault. I'm in debt, man. It's that person's fault. I'm in debt. It ain't that fault. You know, it's not my fault I got gonorrhea and I'm spreading it. It's that bitch's fault. You know what I'm saying? It's that bitch's fault for, you know, giving me that gonorrhea and making me want to spread it and spread the hurt.
Yeah.
Like, that kind of shit. Like, that's another thing, man. When we go back to that JaVale McGee Shaq thing, if JaVale McGee had more self-accountability, number one, he wouldn't be on Shaq than a fool, because he wouldn't act like a damn clown or a bum on the court.
Yeah.
He would take pride in his craft instead of just being happy to cut the check. Because you could tell that dude throughout his career was just happy just getting paid.
Yeah.
Just collecting them checks. You could tell the difference between the people that are, they know they're fortunate to be there, like Westbrook, that puts on the floor every night, and people that just throw it away like JaVale McGee and just make the ball up, not knowing, don't have situational basketball awareness, know he's on the court, throwing the ball in the other opponent's goal, and then running the wrong way on defense, dog. That kind of stuff, that's self-accountability, man.
You know what the sad thing about JaVale McGee is?
Yeah.
The saddest thing about JaVale McGee is the fact that when he came into the league, and, like, GMs around the league were looking at him, everyone agreed that he was going to be a monster in the game. Everybody agreed. He had so much potential, man. It's ridiculous.
You know what he said?
What?
Put y'all niggas wrong. Cut the check, nigga.
Yeah. It's somebody who, off the bat, didn't take, you know, he didn't take his responsibility. He didn't take the gift that he was given seriously. Not enough to practice and, you know, as you said, hone in on his craft and make himself better. Because he should be at least, how long has he been in the league? About 10 years? He should be at least 20,000 points in right now.
At least, dog. And he nowhere near it.
No.
And you know what? You know what his problem was, man?
What?
Everything was handed to him, man.
Yeah.
He was the man.
Yeah.
Everywhere he went.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. And that kind of stuff could be your downfall. Just like I said in like an earlier episode. Like, yeah, listen to archives, please. I never forget this dude. His name was, I'm kind of telling on myself how old I am, where I live. But if you remember this dude, because he wasn't really that popular, it's this dude called J Train. and he played for Tucker in high school, dude. And I'm talking about, like, everything, like, he was good, man. Because I remember we played him, and, like, I bounced off of him. Because that nigga, like, he was taking steroids or some shit. Because he was huge. He was huge to be like a 11th grader. But, you know, so he came through the hole and knocked me down and kept going. But everywhere he went, people, like, had a Gatorade and a towel just waiting on him so he can sip a drink. He had, like, a posse. And he was just, like, 17, 18 years old, dude. And he got to Tennessee. And I tried to follow his career, and it kind of just like one day I saw him, and then next day I didn't. And I was like, man, because my other motherfuckers were hungry. They knew that, hey, man, like dude, I'm trying to feed my family. Yeah, I'm trying to get no regular job, dude. Like if you ain't hungry like me, I'm gonna show you how hungry I am.
Yeah,
hey, yeah, dude. So I ain't heard nothing from that dude. Like nobody from like my region made it to the league that I can think of.
Damn.
Yeah, dude. That wasn't drafted. I know one guy that was big. He walked on to the Redskins because his dad played for the Redskins, but he didn't make the cut.
Mm.
Yeah, but yeah, dude. It's just that's another thing, man. That shit starts young. So these are some reasons why more people aren't self accountable. These are my reasons. Number one, they were being coddled too much as a child. Dude. I'm telling you, man, just like everybody's pissed off about everybody gets a participation trophy.
Yeah.
Like, dude, that's not good enough, man. That's not teaching your kids to be competitive, to have an edge, to know that you're gonna have to compete in the real world because that shit gonna hit like a ton of bricks when the time comes.
Yeah.
You need to let people know, you need to let even your kids know that you may not be good enough. And if you're not good enough, what do I have to do to get to the next level? How do I get stronger?
Yeah. When, you know, a kid in their whole child life is being told, oh, it's okay. You know, everybody's a winner. You know, when they grow up and they experience, you know, disappointment for the first time, they might not know how to handle that. Then next thing you know, they're jumping off a bridge or, you know, taking a gun to their head because, you know, no one's ever taught them how to deal with disappointment or someone saying no.
Yeah, dude, speaking of which, man, I saw a video like 2 days ago, somebody jumping off a bank in downtown Denver, dude, face first.
Oh, some man, this lady today jumped off an overpass.
Oh, God!
Yeah, and on the highway, man. And got hit. She got lit up, dude.
And she was coming down, or once she hit the ground.
I don't know. I guess as she was coming down, and you know when she on impact.
Man.
So, yeah.
Who pays for that? Like you think about insurance claim. Okay. That ain't funny, man. but for real talk, man. On insurance, like who bought is that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, if I'm going to, like, Liberty Mutual or something, like, hey, man, like, somebody jumped in front of my car for overpass. My car is, like, total. What you gonna do? Like, who's, like, this is not my fault.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. You know how insurance companies are. But let's get off of that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. But number two of the reason why people aren't self-accountable these days are being around other people that blame others.
Yeah.
Dude, like, when you're growing up as a child and you have... Everybody has that one brother, sister, dad, uncle, auntie that all they say is, hey, such and such bringing me down. Yeah. This is bringing me down. The man getting me. My husband fucked me up. Just, hey, man, hell yeah. Here we go. This is a perfect example, man. So I was watching My 600-Pound Life. And you ever heard that show, SG?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Hey, so it was a new lady on there, man. She's from Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And... this is a prime example of not being self-accountable. Her whole story was, I was 28 years old. I had a kid of my own. My cousin went to prison, so I had to take in their three kids. Then I had, you know, then this is the point where she started blaming others. She said, then I went ahead and, you know, I found someone. We had a kid together. And then he left me. And then I became a single mother. No man in the house. No man to help me. No man to do this. So I just kind of gave up on everything because the man wasn't there. And then me stressing the man part, she was saying it as well. And she just kept on stressing man. And after a while, it just kind of steamrolled to me gaining all this weight. And I was like, at first I was like, man, I'm sorry to hear that the guy that you were with smashed and dashed. That's not right.
No.
But then you have to come to a point where you just, like I said, look in the mirror and say, hey, this is my situation. How can I own my situation, not let the situation own me?
Yeah.
And not,
how can I not be my situation?
Yeah. And not eat myself to fucking death, man. And then like the thing about my 600-pound life that I kind of like is how blunt the doctor is. It's the same doctor.
Yeah.
And that motherfucker's blunt. Like, he tell people, like, you got 3 years to live. Yes. you look up there in the eyes, like, you got 3 years to live. Because she was, like, 42. He's like, you're not going to live. He looked at her straight in the face, like, you ain't going to live to see 50. He's like, what you going to do about it? And she was just like, well, like, he was just so rude. I'm like, no, he's trying to save you.
Yeah.
You're not being self-accountable, man. You want to be coddled. You want to be like, it's okay to eat that Twinkie. You'll lose the weight. No, you can't do that, man. And then the kind of funny and sad part about it was she went back. He was like, I want you to lose 30 pounds in a month and come back to me. You go ahead and get your stomach stable so she can get the surgery. Mm-hmm. That's pretty much all the show's about, you know.
Yeah.
He wants you to see you put some effort, then you get your stomach stable. Yeah. And so she came back. Guess how much weight she had lost again, ST?
Plus 50.
No. She gained 4 pounds. And then the thing was, the doctor looked at her, and she's like, how you gain 4 pounds? She's talking about, I don't know how it happened. I only ate one meal a day. He was like, man, I ain't got time for this junk, man. He lose 30 pounds or not. And then he, like, just walked out. And then, like, the funny part was when she got in the car, because her friend was bringing her up to Houston, and she was living somewhere else in Texas. So I kind of feel her on this. I had to drive all the way up here to Houston to look at the doctor. He treated me like crap. You know what? F this. I'm just be fat. F it. I'm just be fat. Yeah. Because she got mad at the guy, because the guy was like, man, I sacrificed my Saturday to help you out. Why are you cussing me out? I'm doing this for you. And it was just like her friend. And she just in a point where she don't want to be self-accountable. She don't want to give up the food. She don't want to give up her old lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And another sad part about it was her 11-year-old daughter cooks all the meals and has to wash her leg folds and her back because she can't reach them. And the girl, no 11-year-old child should be an adult.
No.
Having to take care of her. And she was just sitting there crying, talking about, my baby got to take care of me. I'm like, well, fix the shit. The sad part about it was, like, after the girl, because, you know, the 11-year-old was so used to doing it, after she, like, wiped the back of her kneecaps and her cankles, she's like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and make breakfast. And it was just like clockwork to her. And I was like, that's so sad, man.
Yeah.
At least she'd be ready for the world, though.
Yeah, I mean, she has no choice to be.
Yeah, she got no choice to be, man. She got to take care of mama, man. I was taking care of my mama.
Yeah, anything, you know, anything that would be a remote challenge to anybody else will probably be nothing for her.
Hell yeah, man. She was like, you crying about this shit? Get the fuck out of the way.
Yeah.
Stop that shit, man. You know what I used to do when I was 11? I'd take care of my mammy.
Yeah.
Like, some parents don't ever grow up, and they force their kids to grow up. So their kids can't be kids. And then that's when they have the midlife crisis. And then that's when that shit all turns on their head when they get too old. It's like, man, I never really had a childhood. Mm-hmm. That's when they start acting out and the crazy shit start happening in their middle age. Number three on why people are self-accountable are following and obsessing over celebrities.
I think that's 98% of America's problem right now.
Hell yeah, man. It's like, you can't like open any social media site without seeing who done slept with somebody or what's going on with the Kardashians. Or what's going on with what's the star boy weekend, who he fucking, or whatever's going on, dude. That's all the distractions that go on with celebrities, man, are why some people aren't self-accountable, because they live vicariously through them.
Yeah.
They can live that life by, you know, messing up their credit by, you know, overcharging their credit cards to get the new Yeezys.
Yeah.
Because somebody else got them. You know, she's like 230, knowing you can't afford them. And just like, just living beyond your means and, you know, living, you know, not being self-accountable people that are, you know, what's that term, you know, trying to be, Joneses? What is it?
Damn, yeah, keeping up with the Joneses.
Keeping up with the Joneses, man. That's another reason you're just not being self-accountable, man. Because you're not really taking inventory, stock on who you truly are.
Yeah, you're not living real life.
Not living real life, man. And it is okay to a certain extent, man, if it makes you feel good, but don't get to the point where you cheat up with the Joneses and you live in a storage facility. Like, you see this, it was this video of this dude, this girl was dating this guy. She was like, man, I never get to go over his house. He always come over my house. And I'm trying to figure out what's going on with him, where he live. Mm-hmm. And then kind of find out she followed him home one day, and the dude got like a lime green Dodge Challenger. It was like a 2016.
Yeah.
And then like she went up to the storage unit and called him, and he was like half asleep, like with the mattress on the floor. I had like all the newest Jordans like scaling the wall of the storage unit. All the new Jordan scaling the wall of the unit, had all the fresh gear. He didn't have no box spring, just the mattress and like a sheet and a pillow. That's all he had, man. And wow. He was like, man, what you doing in here, man? Tell me, you ain't got no house. You're stunning. You need to sell all this shit in your apartment. It's like, man, get out here, man. It's over with us. I was like, man, this is crazy, dude. That was sad, man. That's another thing, man. Just not being self-accountable. Not being rational.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That kind of stuff really, really fucks with you, man. yeah. Number four, always making excuses for your own failures. And I can be a prime example of this, man. Back in the day, I used to play a video game where it's like a fighting game where you fight another person. Yeah. And you pretty much, you know, use your wits to beat that person. And back in the day, when I would lose, I'd be like, oh, that dude just pressed the buttons too hard, so I couldn't do my shit. Or he's a cheater. Or, you know, he a scrub. You know what I'm saying? Just making excuses on why I was losing because I wasn't taking the time to learn the game.
Yeah.
And other people do that as far as not being promoted to the job. When the motherfuckers come in late, don't come in on time. Don't ever take on any other, don't take on any additional projects. Don't speak up in like group, like team meetings. Yeah. Always sit in the back. Always making jokes like, man, fuck this shit. Why are we here for this meeting? I'd rather be at home touching myself and shit like that. And never, they never go above and beyond. They wonder why they're in that rut. And they always just like, man, this company raises, man. They want to, you know, they don't want to take care of me, man. And you've been there 5 years. Somebody else been there too. And they done put in the work and they're above you. Sometimes it's office politics and then sometimes the motherfucker just grinding.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? It's rare the motherfuckers just grind and make it. But you know, it happens. It happens, man. That's another thing, man. People always just making excuses of why they lose. People do that junk like in pickup basketball games.
Yeah.
Even something that minuscule translate over to their everyday life. If somebody making an excuse for something like that, they do that shit in their everyday life, dude. When it comes back to their like their choices or who their mate they chose, what job they have, what kind of car they got, how much money they got in their bank, all that stuff. It goes back to that, man. So you have to watch out for people that always make an excuse for their own failures, and it's not their fault. They never look inwardly on why they messed up. Just like if somebody, even when some people break up, sometimes they only look inwardly like, what could I have done to stop this if I wanted this to continue? They're just like, oh, that bitch is just crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, this bitch just couldn't handle my dick too big, couldn't handle it. Or some shit like that. Like, yeah, people just do that shit all the time. Like, what you think, SC?
Colin Cowherd, I know you.
I saw this motherfucker from y'all like 3 years ago.
But he likes to say, you know, it's a phrase that he likes to say, it's called owning your baggage. And he's right on that.
Yeah.
Because, that's what accountability is all about. It's about knowing what your flaws are. Accepting them, you know, doing what you can to change them and, you know, getting ready for the next phase of your life or the next challenge of your life. That's basically what it is, man. Owning your baggage.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to own your baggage, you're always going to blame someone else.
Yep.
You're never going to look inward to, you know, where the real problem lies.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you're always going to hang out with other people who do the same thing as that. Own your baggage.
Dog. Preach, man. Because water seeks its own level, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. If you're around a whole bunch of bummy-ass people, guess what? You're a bum.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? hitting with that old circa 1990s Jim Carrey shit. Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Hitting with that. But my last point on reasons why people are self-accountable is just self-hate, man. And that can be for multiple reasons. It'd be poor self-image. And another thing that people do that I fucking hate is compare yourself to others, man.
Yeah.
Stop that shit, dude. That junk has to stop.
Yeah.
I can understand when you're a child, you have to find your mentor. Usually how kids find their idols, it works like this. Parents, friends, celebrities. That's usually how it works, man. That's usually the tiers on how it works for children as you're growing up. Because the first people that you interact with are your parents. So they're going to be your first idols and people that you look up to.
Yep.
And then it goes to your friends. If somebody's cooler than you or does something that you can't do, you end up idolizing them.
Yeah.
And after that, then it goes to when you see the media and you see somebody that's rich and that's living a lavish life, supposedly, the key word, supposedly, then you idolize them. And then we get back to just the poor image and the self-hate. Just some people just hate who they are. Some people just hate the race that they are.
Yep.
Some people just hate that they're fat. They don't want to do anything about it. Or some people are just too skinny and they can't do anything about them being skinny because they have thyroid issues or something else. They just want to be the perfect being because of media saying this is how you should look.
Mm-hmm.
And then why you doing all that? You're not trying to make yourself better incrementally. You see what I'm trying to say? You're not trying to take steps to make yourself better each day or try to take one of your flaws and try to break it up and change it over months or a year. So that's another thing, man. Because I'm not going to lie, man. I'll tell y'all a story about myself, man. When I was in middle school, I was a little bit chunky. Mm-hmm. And I was tired of people talking about me. I would still get back on them, but that shit kind of got on my nerves. So what I would do, I would put saran wrap all over my body to look like I had lost weight. And I would go to school. And then after that shit was sweat, man. It was like sweat chunks, like in between the saran wrap and all that stuff. Man, it was sad because I had poor self-image, man. Yeah. Now, poor self-image, man. I didn't want to ask my parents, like, man, how do I lose this weight? Help me lose the weight. But not when your motherfucking dad talking about, hey, man, you want some McDonald's? I'm like, yeah! Like, you know what I'm saying? Not knowing, like, motherfucker, every day taking me out on fast food and coming back and saying, yeah, hey, you looking fat. Like, motherfucker, it's your fault! But, yeah, dude, I had poor self-image when I was in, middle school, because all the other people were skinny and having fun. I was like, man, I want to be like that. And then I did it for a while, like I think like 2 months. And after a while, I was like, man, this is too much maintenance. This costs too much. So I just stopped doing it. Like in middle school, I was just like, because the shit would like roll down, because the fat would just overcome it and be like, raw bitch.
Yeah.
I want to be free. So I would go ahead and I just ripped it off. Like, man, this is just me, man. I just have to just live with it. I looked at myself in the mirror. I was like, hey, man, I'm big. Maybe one day I'll figure it out. Maybe one day I won't. But I just had to do it.
Yeah.
That's just like everybody goes through that time where it's something about them they don't like and something about them they want to fix. And I'm glad, you know, I have a beautiful face. You know what I'm saying? I could be a model if I wanted to. I was just a fat ass, I figured out the formula how to lose weight, so I'm fine now.
Yeah.
And if I did gain that weight, you know, so I still carry myself with some dignity because I know my self worth.
Yeah.
I have my own self worth,
which is important.
That's extremely important, man. Because if everything went away, let's say everything went away tomorrow, as far as the way we value money and materialistic things. All you have is just who you are and your knowledge of self-worth. Yeah. That's all you have, man.
And your skills.
And your skills, dude. Like, you see how many people will be able to survive in that new world? Like, no celebrities will be able to even survive in that world.
No.
It wouldn't, man. Like, the Kardashians will be up shit out Schitt's Creek.
Yeah.
It's like, they wake up like, money's no longer valued. Celebrities are no longer valued. It's all about what you can do, what you can bring to the community. And, pretty much those two things. And then, like, some people don't even have, like, basic communication skills. So that's fuck them up. So you gotta think about those things, man. Like, if you want to make yourself into the ultimate you, start off with those small things that you know that you have a problem with. Everybody knows deep down what's wrong with them and why they're that certain kind of person. And this goes into the ways you can make yourself more accountable. Like I was just hinting to earlier, man. Be true to yourself and make a list of your flaws and your shortcomings.
Yeah.
Just do it. There's nothing wrong with that, man. That's a list. This is a list that you can make, and you can put this in your room and just hide it, or you can just write it down and then just throw it away, shred it, if you're that insecure about your flaws.
Yeah. The beautiful thing about that is, if you look at that, if you take that and you actually do it, then nobody can talk bad about you and make you feel worse. Nobody could ever make you feel bad about yourself because you already know what's wrong with you.
Exactly, man. And then once you have that power, like ST said, what people say to you just bounce off of you like you be Superman, bullets bounce off you, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll never hurt you, dude. Somebody can say something about you, be like, yeah, I know. And you just walk off like, man, I got time for that shit. I know what's wrong with me, but that's fine. I embrace that shit.
Yeah.
And then, like, you turn on them, and they haven't dealt with it. Like, well, man, your nose big as shit. And then, like, see that eye start getting watery and junk. And then, like walk away. You be like, yeah.
Good.
Number two ways to make yourself more self-accountable is set small goals. It will take time, like set small goals, like I'll be on time for my job. You know how some people just, like I said earlier, just don't show up on time. They just come whenever they want to. Yeah. Or another thing that I know people don't do is give 100%. Look yourself in the mirror right now. Cause even I can look at myself in the mirror and say I give 100% all the time. Do you give 100% all the time in what you do in life? Even if it's minuscule, do you give 100%? And most people couldn't say yes. Yeah. I said like maybe like 75% of the people on this earth couldn't say yes, dude. Even higher than that. Probably could be like 98%. Especially here in America, dude.
Yeah.
Like, do you wake up every day with a fucking purpose? Even if you have a job that's a shitty job, that you need to be trying to look for something else, but you're so comfortable because you're getting a fucking paycheck. And you're so stuck on that, you're having with just having that, not knowing that after a while you're gonna be stuck in a rut, you have nowhere to go, not trying to find a way to better progress yourself. Are you trying to progress and make yourself better every single day by giving your all every single day?
Yeah.
Not knowing when you're gonna leave here.
Yeah. That's real life.
Yeah, man, cause I just got off the phone with my sister, man, and she just said somebody that she, one of her colleagues at her job, supposed to commit a suicide over the weekend. But not, man, I don't know what issues he had, but that goes almost, I'm not trying to be too insensitive to him taking his own life, but just not being self-accountable, man, because you're more self-accountable, you wouldn't even think about doing that shit.
Yeah.
Because we all got to leave here one day, man. Let outside forces do it. Don't do it yourself.
Yeah. When things get that bad, you need to start immediately thinking about what you can do to rectify the issue.
Yeah, man, because you're not, because the thing, committing suicide is so selfish, man.
It is.
It's selfish, dude, because somebody loves you, and now you're not even there for them.
Yeah.
Just because you don't have the newest shoes, or you ain't got no bad woman to lay up with every night, or you ain't got a multiple women to smash, or there's always some petty shit with some dudes. Like, man, I ain't got bras to smash. I ain't got these new Jordans, man. This dude's stunning. I ain't got shit. I drive a Sentra. He got a damn Lambo. Why ain't got a Lambo?
Yeah, it's never a valid reason.
No, it always goes back to what society has put on us to value. Like you said earlier, man, it's like we put value on the wrong things. Yeah. That's one of our intros, man, that we've done. But just you gotta think about your family, man. The family is gonna be left to have to deal with that shit.
Yeah.
Number three, another thing that helps out with your with being more self accountable is take pride in your appearance. This is key. A lot of people don't understand this, but if you take pride in how you look every single day, that old saying says, if you look good, you feel good. This would like to perform well in everything you do. And then sometimes, even when if you take care of your appearance every single day, you walk in a room, even if you're not the boss, some people might think you are. Because I never forget the time I worked for this one company, and we had a team meeting up at headquarters. I was walking in, and she was like, what area manager are you? I was like, man, I'm a low-level employee. She's like, oh, my bad. I carry myself like I'm a fucking boss every single day. And I'm not even trying to boost myself up, but that's how I carry myself, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I care. Like, no matter what I'm doing, if I'm going to get something to eat, I'm going to the gym, if I'm going to a library, if I'm going to like a social event, I carry myself like I own the room.
Yeah.
Which
is important.
Exactly. That's how you should treat yourself. That's how you should feel every single day. Like, hey, I am important. I have something of value to give to this world. That's how you should think.
Yeah.
Even if you have to think that way, man, or your life in your mind won't have any value. And that's not good. You gotta understand that you are important.
Yeah.
You have to. And then my last thing for ways to make yourself more become more self-accountable is just take on more tasks.
Mm.
Sometimes people handle pressure well by doing more things that gives them the belief that what they're doing is important. So take on more tasks at work, more tasks at home. Like if your wife does certain things at home or your husband does certain things at home, say, hey, honey, I'm going to do this as well. So it'll make you feel like you're needed. Mm. Or like there's more things that you can do, or you're just more competent. It makes you feel more competent as well. Mm. And for some people, like I forgot who said this, but dang it, who said it? But I'll come back to it. But I don't care what anybody says. It feels good to handle multiple tasks at a time and finish it effectively and acknowledge it. You cannot tell me that it does not feel good. That boosts your confidence. That boosts that other person's confidence in you.
Yeah.
So if there's a project at your job that nobody wants to do, take it and own that shit.
Yeah.
Give 100%. And see where that gets you. That can get you a promotion. And that can get you up the ladder to maybe owning the company one day. You never know. You have to give it your all every single day.
Yeah.
You have to, man. You can't bullshit. Yeah, your whole way. You can't bullshit through your whole life, man. You can't do it.
Yeah.
You have to come to a point where you say, hey, man, I'm about to take charge. Take charge. I'm about to take charge. I'm going to take charge of my life, and I'm about to make this a great one, man. It's something that when people are at my funeral, it's like, this motherfucker had a hell of a life.
Yeah.
And this person inspired me to do stuff because of the way he or she carried themselves. That's a self-accountability, man. That's all I got.
All right.
So, like I said, man, everybody right now, listen to this. You know, play it back. Go right now to the closest mirror that you see and say, am I giving my all today?
Hmm.
Am I being self-accountable? What can I do to make myself a better person?
Hmm.
And it takes time, man.
Yeah.
I'm going through, like, this year, I'm just working on making myself a better person as well. I'm using all of 2017 to work on work on the rest of the flaws I have that I know I have in my life and fix those so I can go ahead and go in 2018 balling.
Yeah.
It takes time, man. It's not overnight.
No.
It's something that you have to invest in. And you can tell people that invest in themselves by how they carry themselves.
Yep.
Every single day. You can look at a person and be like, that person don't give a shit about themselves. That person don't give a shit. That person cares.
Yeah.
You can tell, man. You can tell just by looking at people, how they carry themselves, what they wear, what their body looks like. And I'm going to tell you like this, man. If you're overweight and it's not because you have any thyroid issues, you don't love yourself.
Mm.
You don't. And at that point when I was fat, I really didn't like who I was. I look in the mirror like, man, I'm huge. And I never got that real quick. I never got what some people were like, man, big is beautiful, and it's okay if it's to a point where you're healthy and you're big. But if you're obese and overweight, it's not healthy. And try to try to find a way to extend your life so you can live longer, because it's not healthy, it's not beautiful. If you're like 280 or 300 pounds and you're like 5'9 or below, that's not beauty, man.
Yeah.
Take the time to help yourself out, help yourself lose that weight so you can live longer for your family and your friends, and you can experience more in life and maybe travel the world. This is not fat shaming. This is not judging. This is helping.
Hmm.
And I'm tired of people pushing the narrative that it's okay to be big and you'll live a long life. No, it has to come to a point where you need to lose that weight because it's not healthy.
Yeah.
Because I remember I remember when I was 260, when I started losing weight, I lost like 30 pounds. I lost 30 pounds in 3 weeks. What does that mean? That means your body don't even want that weight on you and you lose it so quick.
Yeah.
It's not meant to be, man. That's a mountain on my soapbox, man. I'm done, man. Go ahead and send us on out. Send that bit home.
Well, we want to thank EC for his great contribution to the show this week. You know, you came with, you know, a heavy hitter this week, man. Something that everybody, again, that can use. And
I had to keep up with you, man. You killed it last week, dude. Tearing it up. I felt bad.
We try to bring that heat every week, man. We just trying to, you know, enlighten all of our listeners. We trying to get y'all better. We trying to, you know, put y'all on this new wave of thinking, man. We just trying to make, you know, this a great America or wherever it is that you live. If you outside of the U.S. and you're listening to us, we appreciate it.
Definitely. But we love y'all.
Yeah, man. We love our audience, man. We love y'all to death, and you know, we just want everybody to, you know, do better and be better. So, don't forget, hit us up on all of our social media, you know, you checking out the show, rate us, you know, 5 stars, preferably, you know, let us know, let us know what you think about the show. Tell us what you love. Tell us what you don't love, you know, give us suggestions for the show, you know, just, cause we, you know, every week, man, we don't have a show planned. We just, you know, we just come together at the last minute. Yo, what we gonna talk about? And, you know, we just go from there, you know, given the name, the blank canvas, we named it that for a reason. You know, let us know what you'd like to hear, you know, you like to hear our opinions on some topics or, you know, what have you. Just let us know, hit us up. Be one with us, man, cause, you know, we walking with y'all. You know, exactly. It's not just us. You know, we're not, you know, sitting here acting like we know everything. We just, you know, we trying to walk with y'all. So, you know, remember, as always, ignorance is not a handicap. It's a person of choice. And if there is no light, you must become the light. So be the light, y'all. I think that's about it, man. And you got anything else?
Man, I'm about to call my mama. Y'all take it easy.
Yeah. Episode number 47. We'll holler at y'all next week. We love y'all. Peace out, y'all.
We love y'all. Peace.
Ah! Thank you for listening to Blank Canvas Podcast. We'll see you next week. Ah!